Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're trying to connect with Chuck Undersea, the director of this new documentary, Behold a Pale Horse. We seem to be having some communication issues trying to reach him. The contact number we were given for him is going to voicemail, and we're trying to reach him on Skype and all the rest of that stuff. So we'll get him here. We've got another 2 hours on the show that we can talk to him and, you know, give him a fair hearing on his production. All righty, getting back to the economic news. The Senate Democratic leader is basically come out and saying they're not even going to deal with the debt limit until 2013. What does he mean by dealing with the debt limit? It means they're going to vote it up higher. That's all they can do. Oh, wait a minute. We got him. All right. Fantastic. Joining us here on our show is Chuck Undersea, the director of this new documentary, Behold a Pale Horse. And Chuck, welcome to our show. And let me just start off by saying I was very impressed with the quality of production and the editing. I come from a filmmaking background myself, and I was really very impressed with how this presents and how it makes its case.
Well, hi, Michael, and I really appreciate you considering having us on. I'm always excited to talk about the project. It's been quite an odyssey. It was, it began 3 years ago, or actually 3.5 years ago, as a one film project, which would take a year, and it's become 3.5 years as a trilogy. So we've got part one out, and we're editing parts two and three.
Well, I guess this is going to be the obvious question. You've probably been asked it many times already. What inspired you, all of you, to undertake this particular project?
Well, it's a long story, and the backstory may not be worth relating here, but I had written a feature film that I had funded, and when Obama was anointed in 08, the investors decided he made them too nervous, and they wanted to put it on hold. So I was not only frustrated, but fumbling around trying to figure out what to do, and I had been for some time going around with printed articles that I had downloaded from the internet and made these phone book sized booklets where I would try and get people to listen, you know, running around a crowd waving these booklets, please listen, the sky's falling. No one would listen, and so mm-hmm. It dawned on me that perhaps Do What You Know would apply, and that we would you know, it would be good. My wife is my producer. We live in Texas now. We've from here, but we moved back here recently. But we were in L.A. for 22 years, and we decided mm-hmm. to do just that, do what we know, and try and, you know, do something that might be our part in making a difference. You know, everyone can do something. You're doing your show. We did the film. You know, people can lick stamps for people that are sending out flyers. I mean, there's so much that can be done, but the problem is the New World Order crowd has had decades, if not centuries, to prepare for all this with infinite funding, and we're just now getting around to the point of trying to get people to understand there's a problem. So, you know, but once they're past that learning curve, Michael Bednarik in the film said, once you know, you can never not know. So that's the object of the game,
true.
If we can just
Very
get people to listen.
So. Well, I don't know if you were listening to our show earlier today. We had a caller call on in who's already bought a copy of Behold a Pale Horse, and he's planning on having a group showing for Thanksgiving. And he said something which I'm completely in agreement with. For people who are just beginning to turn away from the corporate media brainwashing, this is a very clear explanation of how this nation has drifted away from the ideals of the founders. And for that reason alone, I think it's very important to get this thing out here. Now, we have to take a break for commercials. When we come back, I'm going to play the theme song written by Charlie Daniels and performed by the Charlie Daniels Band, the theme song from Behold a Pale Horse. We'll be right back.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes its little puppets dance to every song we sing. Tonight we'll end on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace. Our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the army's training for battle as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand that holds a string and makes his little puppets dance to any song we sing. As the night falls in on the rising tide, beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. It's time for every righteous man to step up tall, take a stand. There is so little time. Or if we fear and hesitate, soon it will be too late. We're the last hope of mankind. Time hurries on, the shadows fall, the hand is writing on the wall. But even now, there's still a chance. For if the ones called by God's name repent of sin and seek His face, He will hear and heal the land. There's an unseen hand reaching from above, and a gentle voice that beckons to the shelter of His love. Come on home, my wayward child, 'cause out on the horizon there's a pale horse running wild. Very good, my wayward child. Can't you hear the thundering hoofbeats of a pale horse running wild?
Alrighty, that is an amazing piece of music. Of course, I think everybody knows the Charlie Daniels Band, and, you know, it makes me want to grab my banjo and play along for this whole thing. And I apologize, apparently we were having some internet connectivity issues, and so for a portion of our audience, the song dropped out a little bit, and I apologize for that. We're going to try and get it someplace where you can hear it, because it is a wonderful piece of music, and it's very inspiring. Chuck, I'm going to be 100% honest with you up front so you know where I'm coming from. I'm not a religious person. I was raised congregational. It didn't stick. But I was born in Boston. I grew up in New England. One of my ancestors signed the Declaration of Independence. And the resonance I have with Behold a Pale Horse is that I have a very clear understanding of what this nation was started to be and how it was supposed to be serving the people and protecting our liberties, including freedom of religion, freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, and all of that. And as I watched your film, it's such a reminder of just how far we have strayed from that original path. And so I have absolutely no hesitation telling people that they need to see this and look at it. And as that caller into the show earlier today was saying, for those who are just finally coming to understand that corporate media cannot be trusted to inform them that our government has gone down a very bad path, this is a real excellent, excellent introduction into just what we have lost, what this nation was supposed to be versus what it is right now. And again, speaking as a former filmmaker myself, it's very well produced. It's a good presentation. The editing is absolutely superb.
Well, thank you. And speaking to your caller, I was listening earlier, and what you just said, I designed this with a dual track, not as a politician trying to answer, you know, everyone's problems with the same story, but the dual track is I'm very much seated in my Christianity, and from my point of view, I feel we you know, only God knows the time and the place, but we are it's very difficult not to draw parallels to the Book of Revelation. That's kind of my perspective, and of course the title "Behold a Pale Horse" is relevant to the apocalypse and so on. However, from the secular point of view, the answer is still the same. We are going down into the darkest abyss. Greg Evenson in part two said we face a long day and a dark night in American history, and what you just said obviously is the reality of that. And so, you know, we get to the same place whether you look at it from a Christian perspective or from the perspective of someone who is facing the totalitarian state. And I believe there's a strong message either way. The other part of what I did as I designed the script was try and create a sort of freedom grenade to lob into the minds of those who still glaze over, because we all know that we have friends and family and whomever, millions of Americans who still just completely don't get it, which in the circles I travel, it boggles my mind, but at the same time, I realize with the controlled media how that could happen. And, you know, it is meant to be exactly what your caller said, which is a primer for those uninitiated who really don't understand, but to be used as a sort of calling card by those who do. If someone who, like yourself, or any others who are fully apprised of what's going on, look at this film and say, I knew about that. I knew about Agenda 21. I knew about our drift towards communism. Well, it seems very basic to people who know. But to people who don't know, it rings a bell. And so far we've been very successful with people receiving it that way. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many people have called and or emailed or come up to me someplace in the public place. Got a wheelchair the other day. I was at the doctor's office, and he came up and he said he had seen it in a theater, and he said, thank God you did this. Thank you for going to the trouble. Whatever. The point is, he said his wife for years had had a continuing war about the issues, and he was trying to prepare a guy in a wheelchair, and his wife was, killing him over it constantly for years to the point of almost getting a divorce. She saw this and it completely turned around. I find that kind of hard to believe, but that's what he said.
I believe it. I believe it. We have to take a break for commercials. When we come back, I'll tell you why I think it works and why it's such a powerful message here. So we got to take a break for some words from our sponsors. We'll be right back with Chuck Untersee, the director of Behold a Pale Horse.
So Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And aloha, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Chuck Untersee, the director of Behold a Pale Horse. And I think the value of this documentary, this presentation, we're not going to agree on the answers or even what it all means, but it's going to get everybody asking the questions. And we know that our society, the corporate media, our politicians, even our educational system, they've been building this wall across our historical timeline so that people are no longer able to look back and see what the nation once was. And I think it's because of that wall in part that a lot of people are still very much in denial that this nation has gone down this incredibly dangerous path. And this is where you'll get people, and my mother-in-law is exactly like this, oh, everything's fine, this is what it's supposed to be, nothing's wrong, no need to worry. And a part of it has to do with the fact that we're all raised to be moral, just people who would indeed fight against an unjust government. And the whole point of the propaganda we're constantly getting from the media and the government is there's nothing wrong. You don't need to think about what's going on, and therefore you can go on believing that you're a just and moral person without actually risking anything by standing up against an unjust government, whether it's over the torture, the spying on Americans, all of these endless wars of conquest across the world here. So again, the thing that really hit me about this presentation, is it's going to get people saying, they're going to ask that question. Have we gone down a wrong path? And for that, I think it's doing a marvelous job on that. Now, before we run out of time, because I don't know when you have to leave, where can people go to see the trailer for the video, order it, and so forth? Give us the contact information.
Our website is beholdapalehorse.tv. And on the site, you can buy the DVD, or we have streaming through Dystrophy, and there's a lot of background information. One thing that we designed into the website is to do with just what you said. There's a bio page for each person in all three parts, and mm-hmm. you can click on that, like Jared Griffin, Sheriff Mack, and so on, Jerome Corsi, and you can click on that, go to their site, and then for those who don't know, just start poking around and reading their information. So that's a place to start. And but, you know, the site has a lot more to it than that. We, for instance, have a program called the Cinema Package, which is on there. We've had it in theaters, and we offer support, Blu-ray, poster, and wholesale DVDs to people that want to go to a local theater, rent the theater, make it into an event, have local Patriot speakers come, whatever, and sell the DVDs afterward. But it looks great on the big screen, and it turns it into something really special. We had it here and had 200 seats were filled, and we turned away 40 people. And it's been in Colorado, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Idaho. And if that takes off, we feel the answer is grassroots. And if that takes off and people start showing it like that and in other ways, it could really begin to snowball. And we're late.
Well, you know, something... Something to keep in mind, of course, for everybody who's out there is to remember the community access rule for all cable TV franchises. Every cable TV company in the United States of America is required by law to provide access to the cable for community organizers, special events. A lot of cable TV companies will even offer production facilities to meet that requirement. So you can get one of the copies of Behold a Pale Horse. You can go down to your local cable TV and say, I want to avail myself of community access, and you can put it on your cable TV company or your cable TV channel. And, you know, go on your social media and say, tune in on channel XYZ and blah, 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 and you're going to see this. And I remember when I was still just starting to become an activist, and that's close to 20 years ago, I was out here in Hawaii on a job interview, and I saw the Clinton Chronicles on community access. That was my first introduction to what was going on there. And from there, it just went on and grew and grew. And I think it's very important to remind everybody, this is not just you and Charlie Daniels going on and on about everything that's wrong. You have got this impressive array of people who are already known to all the listeners of this show and the readers of my website. As you said, Sheriff Mack is on there. Let me look at some of these others that we have here. Joel Scoots, go ahead.
In part one, we were thrilled to get Lieutenant General, 3-star General William Boykin, who was, one of the founding members of the Delta Force, commander of Special Forces. He was, the commander in the field in Mogadishu in that event that became known as Black Hawk Down. Major guy, neither Republican nor Democrat, and he breaks down what it means to see a communist, insurgency. And then we have, we had Gerald Celente.
Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and she's a no-name, Jim Mars. I mean, it's an incredible lineup of people who are all sharing their concerns. And people who are not of a religious bent, such as myself, are still going to come away with this, you know, with some new questions in their mind about just how far away from the vision of the founding fathers this country has gone. We're coming up here on the end of the segment. Do you have anything else you want to say? Do you want to stay into the next segment, or do you want to say goodbye here?
I'll be glad to stay, and
all right,
whatever works for you.
All right, that'll be fine. We're going to keep Chuck into the next segment. If you have a question for him, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be back with Behold a Pale Horse.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the throne. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. We're continuing with Chuck Undersea, the director of Behold a Pale Horse, and you can get more information about that at beholdapalehorse.tv. We have a link currently from the front page of whatreallyhappened.com to that website, excuse me, where you can see a trailer. You can rent a view or you can order the discs to show in your home or to take to community access, or even if you get the Blu-ray, go out there and rent a local theater, and they're getting out a very important message. And like I said, it comes from a religious point of view, but you don't have to be religious to take away something of value from this, because it's going to get people thinking about some very key questions about the current state of the nation, where it's going, and just how we've gone down this wrong path. And again, you watch these interviews of people and you just know these are good people. They're not politicians. They're not advertising salespeople. They're just very serious and straightforward. And like you and I and everybody else listening to this broadcast, they're very, very concerned about the state of our nation. And very clearly, we're in a state of decline. We're no longer among the top 10 producing nations of the world. Our economy is hovering dangerously close to some serious problems, and we're looking at some very dark times. And the only way you're going to prepare for those dark times, to cope with them, is to first of all acknowledge there's some serious problems in this country. and this is a wonderful introduction. Chuck, anything else you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, back to what we were talking about earlier about Pale Horse, I mean, the part one being a primer. It literally is designed for people to sort of, friends and family, to get people in the door and begin their thought processes. However, if part one is an old tired plug, then part two is a racehorse, because part two we have Ted Nugent on the Second Amendment, Jerome Corsi on the North American Union, J. Edward Griffin on the Federal Reserve, John Stadtmiller on what does a collapse look like, Randy Weaver on the militarization of the police, Alex Jones on the NDAA. Randy Weaver is from Ruby Ridge. Randy Weaver. We went up there. It was an amazing experience, and he's really a real person. And you can still see after these 20 years of deep pain. And Richard Mack, Mark Morano about the global overheating, which is such a farce. And
yes.
Anyway, the bottom line is it's meant to ramp up in part two and part three, because if you open the door with part one, then the rest of it will get them there.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that's really good to get out there, and this is certainly doing that, the United States did not come to this condition overnight or over the last administration. This has been something that has been building for so long. I mean, I started inadvertently my career, if you will, as an activist and blogger almost 20 years ago, and it was looking bad even then. And it's one of those things, like, once you realize we've gone down around a wrong path, and once you realize the extent to which you're being misinformed by corporate media and your politicians, Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And once you understand that you are living in an age of lies, in a modern matrix of information that's designed to simply trick you into thinking a certain way, all of the other problems start to become very, very obvious. And I'm going to go back to something you were saying before about how discouraging it can be to walk around and see how many people still seem to be caught up in this grand illusion. But what I'm finding over the last several months here at Republic Broadcasting is that the tide is definitely turning. And so the timing of your project may turn out to be ideal, because people are starting to ask questions and they're starting to look for alternative sources of information about what's going on with recent history. And we know that our listenership at RBN is growing. My readership at the website is growing. I'm on the verge of having to buy an even larger server right now. We know that the viewership of the corporate media is in major decline. Their ad rates are having to drop. They're having to let people go. So we're on the doorstep of this transition, this fundamental transformation of the way information flows through our society. And it's no longer top down. It's concerned individual citizens like yourself spreading outward. And people, I'm finding people are much more receptive. They're much more willing to accept alternative versions of news and history. And so I think you might just be hitting the curve with this project of yours.
Well, you know, as people often will say that Obama was the best thing in the world for gun sales, and for an extreme conservative, true conservative, people may be horrified for me to say I'm glad Obama won, because if Romney had won, we would have just been pushed off the cliff at the other end a little later. But the issue,
I agree with you.
Winning,
I agree with you. I'm a lifelong Republican. My grandfather was drinking buddies with Richard Nixon, and I just absolutely could not stand Mitt Romney. I'm very angry that twice in a row now the GOP leadership railroaded Ron Paul out of the nomination to shove these manufactured puppet candidates like Caribou Barbie at us. And so,
the beautiful thing about Obama's win is no one is just going to roll over and go back to sleep like they would have with Romney. So, you know, it's time to rodeo here, and we're gonna find out where we're going. And had Romney won, we would have had that sleepy eyed look in so many people's face again.
I'm not sure I agree with you 100%, mostly because Romney tended to contradict himself so much. Even hardline conservatives were scratching their head and saying, what is he saying this week and everything. But in any event, Obama has been announced having his second term. And we know that Karl Rove and a lot of other people are crying about that. And they're even now back down in Florida trying to recount the vote. screaming about the military ballots and the rest of it. But it is what it is. And the reason I'm glad that Obama won his second term is, and Obama in his second term doesn't need Wall Street anymore. He can't run for office again. He doesn't need Israel. Both Netanyahu and Wall Street have angered Obama by supporting Mitt Romney as overtly as they did. And I think Obama in these next 4 years is going to be thinking about his historical legacy, and he's going to be a lot less willing to go along with whatever Israel and Wall Street wants. And that, I think, is a positive sign here. But we're at the point right now where we're supposed to choose between communism and fascism, and I'd like to go back to good old-fashioned capitalism, you know, which is what we had before the 1980s. It's like the gates to the dark region, darned if you do and darned if you don't. And that seems to be the only choice we've been given recently.
Well, I believe they will. He will perceive his win as a mandate, and that they will speedily roll out all sorts of nightmarish things. I heard Dianne Feinstein, I think it was yesterday, said or commented that now that Obama's won, we can unveil the real gun agenda.
We've known the real gun agenda. They're buying Apollo Point ammunition. They're terrified of the American people getting angry, as we saw in Egypt and is now starting to unfold in Greece. It's already happened in Iceland. And the party affiliations almost don't matter anymore. They're all money junkies. They all hold as their most cherished belief that the only reason to allow the American people to continue to exist is to siphon wealth off of us. And in a lot of ways, regardless of whether you call it fascism or communism, they're all striving to go back to feudalism, where the land owns the people instead of the people owning the land. It's a very, very, very terrible time. And I really don't think ultimately in the greater scheme of things, it makes a heck of a lot of difference which one of them won. But the important thing is for Americans to wake up and realize that it didn't matter which one of them won. The nation is on a very dangerous course. And again, your documentary, Behold a Pale Horse, it's an excellent primer. It's going to get people talking about it. It's going to get people asking the right questions.
Well, one anecdote, backtracking just a second. In my career in L.A., what we primarily did was national commercials, and I well know the value of a celebrity spokesman from doing that for so long. And I can tell you we tried very hard to get celebrities to step up and be the spokesman for this project. And there aren't a lot that aren't looking over their shoulder as far as their career. And I started following Charlie Daniels' bully pulpit he has on his website, charliedanielsband.com, and he is really on it. And we approached him, and his manager said, you know, he's not taking on any projects right now. He's just not going to for a year. But I'll give him the script. 2 days later, Charlie calls me and says, I'm going to be in San Antonio in 2 days. I want to meet you. So we did.
Oh, that's great.
Hacked it all out, and he said, be in Nashville in 10 days. We went there, and he had called me a couple of times in between little brainstorming ideas about the song, because I had hoped that he would do a song because that's what he does, but that wasn't necessarily part of the deal initially. So we get there to film, and we went into his studio. Studio's empty, lots of instruments sitting around and whatever musicians have, and on a music stand right in the middle of the thing, there were these lyrics in the song. And I just strolled over and I was just blown away, because if you can hear the whole thing well, it's pretty amazing. But he's the consummate, perfectionist, and he's a real pro. And in 2 days we did 36 dialogue scenes, and one day it was snowing and raining. So, I mean, we just were really lucky to get that done, because I think he makes a huge difference. We tried to add historical reenactments, like we filmed at the Alamo set where they filmed the last movie of the Alamo with Billy Bob Thornton, because the very point there is, if people don't draw a line in the sand, I mean, that's really just the bottom line. Either American people are going to roll over or they're going to stop it. And drawing a line and saying to stop it, whatever form that takes. Mm-hmm. And so we were lucky enough, very close to us, to go to that movie set. Right after we did that, it burned down. So we were the last people to
Oh man, that's a terrible thing here. Definitely Charlie Daniels brings you a great deal of attention. But for the Patriot community, for our audience, our readership, a lot of these other names you have on the back of the jacket, they are also to us celebrities. And so this carries, again, carries a great deal of weight. These are people already known and already respected. And again, I think it's a wonderful project. And like I said, you don't have to be religious to take something of value away from this presentation. I think we pretty much talked this about as much as we can. I know you've got to get on to some other interviews and stuff. If you have anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go.
Michael, thank you for having us on. And, you know, we're all in this together, and we just have to draw that line in the sand.
That's absolutely right, or draw that line in cyberspace. So, we're out here, and you're right. We're all fellow travelers on that road to restoration of the Republic. And, again, it is an easy film to watch. And I know one of the failings that a lot of the filmmaking that's going on in the alternative media, because we're constrained by tight budgets, by bureaucratic resistance, getting our filming permits and stuff, some of what is out there can be a little difficult to watch. I'm going to be very honest about it. This thing just flows. It's got pacing. You are obviously very good at producing commercials. And it's a pleasure to watch. And again, it's Behold a Pale Horse. And the website is beholdapalehorse.tv. And Chuck, thank you very much for spending a good portion of our afternoon with us. And we'd like to get you back somewhere down the road.
Thank you very much, Michael. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. That was Chuck Undersea, the director of Behold a Pale Horse. And I've already gotten emails from people saying, how come you're talking about this? Because, you know, you're not a believer and you're not on this stuff. And you're right, I'm not. You know, but I still get involved with the local churches and the homeless food program, and I'm still going to say this is a documentary worth watching, because you don't have to necessarily look at it from a religious point of view. It's broader than that. And you may not all agree on the answers, but it's going to get you talking about the questions. And that's the important part, because we are at this transition point where the American people, and I think the analysis of the election results shows this, the American people are starting to really think in terms of ideas and not just who's got the prettiest commercials or the skimpiest dressed newsreaders on the network. And once you get people starting to think and starting to find out for themselves, the door to freedom is open. Remember, Thomas Jefferson said, the highest duty of every American citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so they can make good choices. And I think that is definitely starting to happen, to judge by some of the results that we got from this last election. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We are getting a breaking story that Holder is considering stepping down as Attorney General. He may be leaving the ship of state during this, at the end of the first term. We know that Hillary's talking about leaving as well. We may see a lot more people jump off the Obama train and decide that they're going to head off and go do something else here, because things are going to get really, really ugly. We know that from the economic point of view. And again, as I was joking before we had Election Day, considering the state the nation is in and what is very clearly on the horizon, I think anybody who wanted the job of president, you have to question their sanity. But sometimes ego can override common sense, and I think that was true for both the candidates here. As I was talking about just before we went on to the interview with Chuck Undersea, the Senate Democratic leader in the House said they don't expect the Senate Democratic leader said they do not expect to raise the government's debt limit until 2013. And again, that's all they can do. They cannot get the debt under control. They're spending money on Wall Street. Quantitative easing 3 is going to hit $1 trillion, trillions more of bailouts for Wall Street. They're bankrupting the nation to prop up a failed Ponzi scheme private central bank. And even the IMF says this has gone on long enough. It is time for it to come to an end. But you know those money junkies, they'll go to any lengths, including a new world war, to keep those kopecks flowing into their pockets here. Now, let's see. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid is saying Senate Democrats will not mess with Social Security, which is an odd statement to be making after the election. It's definitely a third rail before the election. But if they want to basically fix Social Security, I think we need to go back to Bill Clinton and get him to repay all that cash he borrowed from the trust fund while he was president. Because the way he got his magic budget surplus is he borrowed money from the Social Security Trust Fund, from that cash buildup that was in there for the baby boomers. He borrowed all of that and spent it as general revenues, and that's where he got his magic budget surplus. Well, now they can't pay it back, and that's why they're talking about cutting benefits or raising taxes. Basically, the U.S. government is already unable to pay its bills, and they're looking around at all the people they owe money to. And the one they know they can default on without consequence is you, the American people. They're already defaulting on our working people, on our retirees, because they know you can't affect their credit rating, and they don't think you're going to march up Capitol Hill with flaming torches and pitchforks. So that's why they're talking about Social Security, coming under attack. All right. Let's see. Yeah, we're taking a break here for commercials. We'll be right back.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to talk a little bit more about the economy before we get into some other things. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The euro has dropped to a two-month low. Draghi is saying growth is staying weak. In other words, the people of Europe are tired of borrowing for everything that they need. Remember, to a private central banker, growth means more debt, plunging the society deeper into debt in order to extract more wealth as interest payments from that society. That's what they mean by growth. They use the word growth to sort of lull you into thinking this is a good thing. The economy is growing means more people going into debt. That may be another reason why they're saying basically they may not be able or willing to provide more bailout money to Greece despite the Greek parliament having passed that austerity package. And remember, we were reporting earlier in the show, the Greek prime minister literally kicked out seven parliamentarians who were opposed to austerity in order to get his positive vote. That's how dirty they're fighting out there. Now, Great Britain's Cameron is already out there saying the new European Union budget is, the word he used was ludicrous. He's getting ready to meet with Merkel over who is going to pay for what and how they're going to deal with the debt. And none of them will admit the real cause of the debt. Private central banks, by design, create more debt than money to pay that debt. The 11th marble. Any five-year-old kid knows if you put 10 marbles into a can, you can only take 10 marbles out. But private central bankers believe you can put 10 marbles or dollars into a can or an economy and somehow magically take 11 marbles out. And that right there is the trap that explains why all of these industrialized, productive nations are drowning in debt. It is by design. It is what was intended by the private central bankers. In fact, when I had Chuck Undersea on here, a comment I wanted to make and I didn't get time to, I did a little illustration a while back on another story where it's a depiction of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And I had them labeled the Federal Reserve, the IMF, the World Bank, and the European Central Bank. Because if you really think about all the suffering and famine, hunger, war, all across the globe, it all tracks back to these central banks and these machines that intentionally create more debt than money to pay the debt as a tool of enslaving the human race. And I'm going to hit this over and over and over again. The common enemy of all humankind are these private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. And none of our bought and paid for politicians will stand up to that, except Ron Paul, which is why they kicked him out. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.